That's Coldplay. We pray on Adelaide's Life FM. It is 25 minutes to 5. It is Scotty here, filling in for Maz for the drive home. Music from Michelle Branch, and we'll check what's happening in the Life Diary in just a moment. But you may have actually heard this one in the Life Diary, and if not, we'll tell you about it in just a moment. The mega garage sale happening at the Second Chances Op Shop in Sturt coming up on the 8th and 9th of March. And to tell us a little bit more about that and all the work that Second Chances are doing across South Australia, I'm joined now by, he's got a business card probably as long as one of those novelty checks. We've got Sam Narraway here in the studio, board secretary, works in the op shop, is involved with the social enterprises. Mate, you do it all. Welcome to the show, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Scotty. Thanks for having me.
Mate, thanks so much for coming in, and we'll get to your myriad of roles and what you do there in a second, but for just a quick 30 seconds, what is Second Chances SA all about for those that have never heard of Second Chances before?
Sure. So Second Chances SA, we're a not-for-profit organisation that looks after families and children who have been affected by the justice system here in South Australia.
Yeah.
We have a number of programs available where we have volunteer who go into prisons all around South Australia.
Mm-hmm.
We also have programs, Go Active Family Support, who looks after the children and the families of those affected by the prison system. So mum and dad's in jail. We'll be able to look after the kids with mentoring, advice, advocacy, help them with school uniforms, all that sort of stuff to be able to keep them on track.
And there's even something that we've had on air in the past, Christmas angels, and there's also birthday stars. So it's like making the kids feel loved around their birthdays and, yes, and around Christmas, and the mum and dad haven't forgotten them.
Absolutely. So the problem with that is, I suppose, that the children are obviously affected by mum and dad's crimes, but it's not their crime, so it's not their fault.
Yeah.
So what happens there is mum and dad can put in a request through the prison, and we're able to purchase presents and toys and stuff like that for the kids, and we'll deliver that out to them.
Yeah, fantastic. So tell us a bit about your roles. I use the plural there because you're a busy man. What are some of the things that you personally do for Second Chances?
Sure. So I'm the secretary on the board. So obviously there's a lot of managerial and administrative work there. But primarily I'm the social enterprise manager recently. So I look after the op shop, furniture warehouse, all our donations that come through.
Yep.
And community outreach, all that sort of stuff in just helping our community and people affected by those justice systems.
So what's the connection between the op shop and the furniture shop and the work that the Second Chances SA do? Because it's not that they're disconnected, but how does that work?
Sure. So basically, we get referrals from other agencies and people off the street even that are looking for furniture packages.
Okay.
And these might be people that have either recently been released from prison.
Right.
They might be families of the prisoners themselves, or even people affected by domestic violence.
Yep.
They've found a new house because they've escaped of that situation. We'll be able to help them out with furniture packages and to set them up again to continue on in a successful life.
I see. And also the funds that are raised through the op shop, they go towards assisting with your programs and assisting these people that need help as well, right?
Absolutely. So all of our funds from the op shop and the furniture warehouse goes to the operations of Second Chances SA, which in turn supports all the programs that we have.
Well, let's have a look at some of those programs. So you've got a number of different things that you're doing. Can you just take us through a few of those programs that Second Chances SA do?
Sure. So, yeah, the biggest one is our Go Active Family Support and our Go Active Mentoring Camps. So there we're meeting unique needs of children and families that have parents in prison. We provide those home visits, school uniform packages, support, advocacy and agency referrals. What we're doing is we're trying to strengthen families.
Yeah.
We're trying to lower the recidivism rate that we have here in South Australia and just keeping children of prisoners in school and out of the criminal justice system. Unfortunately, statistics show that there are issues in those areas, so we're just trying to journey along with these kids and support the families in not entering to that system.
Absolutely. Now, you've got your mega garage sale coming up on the 8th and 9th of March, and we've got all the details in our Life Diary. You can go and check that out at mylifefm.com. Now, you mentioned all the admin and that sort of thing. Are you just trying to get rid of everything so you don't have to do stock take? Am I just reading between the lines? Tell us a bit more about the mega garage sale.
Yeah, we've been completely inundated with donations.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's fantastic. It's really good. The amount of support that the community provides Second Chances in providing us with these donations. But you may have heard our furniture warehouse we had on Richmond Road was actually closed down.
Oh.
The government taken that land for the South Road expansion.
Of course, yes.
So we've sort of had to combine everything into a Sturt location, which has caused a storage issue.
Sure.
So we're trying to make some room in there to get some great new bargains in to be able to provide people in the community as well.
Yeah, fantastic. So what are some of the things that are on offer on the 8th and 9th of March? So you've got the furniture and like bric-a-brac clothing, all that sort of thing?
We've got absolutely everything you think of, Scotty. So we've got electrical items there as well. We've got TVs, we've got fridges, washing machines, dryers, we've got couches, we've got all sorts of furniture you can think of, all the electrical items you can think of, your bric-a-brac clothing. We're going to have a good bargain where you can stuff as much clothing as you can in a bag for $10.
Wow. So that's the 8th and 9th of March, 9 a.m. through to 4 p.m. So that's a Saturday and Sunday. The op shop, it's not far from the Marion Shops, right? Whereabouts is
straight up Diagonal Road at the other end from Marion Shopping Centre, 397 Diagonal Road, Sturt. We'll be right out there on the front porch. You won't miss us. We'll have banners up and everything.
You'll be able to smell the Barbie as well. We've got all the details coming up as well in the Life Diary. And in the meantime, you can check it out, mylifefm.com.